are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, how are you, my dear and radiant friends? That's how I see you, radiant and brilliant this week. I'm feeling pretty radiant myself. I was thinking about you this morning on my morning walk. I forgot my AirPods and was really disappointed that I forgot them, but I thought I'm going to go ahead and walk and do a walking meditation where I really focus on being present on my walk. And I highly recommend them, by the way, if you're able to get out there to do a walking meditation. So just imagine seeing the sun peek out through the trees. It looks brilliant. And you know that morning sun is so powerful. And as I was walking along my path, there are these beautiful trees and this huge grassy area where people come to play soccer. And I tell you the details so you can see it with me, right? Anyway, there were tons of dandelions on the grass, those white furry balls on a stem that blow with the wind. And I remembered how as a kid, I would love to grab them and make a wish. Have you ever done that? Well, I have. And I thought that what would my listeners wish for? So imagine you're walking and you pick up a dandelion and you make a wish. What would that be? I hope you get your wish. And so I had a great walk and I'm really excited to have more time for these walks. And I'm also jazzed about the upcoming episodes, about the episode today, which is all about some of my favorite emotions. So I'm really jazzed about that. And I'm excited about the episodes that are coming. You know, episode 99 for me, I almost went ahead and talked about it this week because I did my notes and it's about the people that people are lives. And so I was really excited about that. But oh my goodness, my dear friends, episode 100 is around the corner. Such a milestone for me. A huge deal. And you know, when I think about all my listeners out there, I think the last count was like 43 countries. So quite a bit of countries out there listening. I got so excited to think about you and think about, you know, the upcoming episodes. I have episode 101 and 103. God, I'm counting on my fingers if you can see me. It's three episodes after. And I'm really looking forward to those as well because I will be sharing some of the rules in my Project Weight Loss that have kept me on track to lose the weight. So I can't wait for those two. Anyway, so today I'm really excited about talking with you about what the driving emotions are that can be very helpful. And I think can be very helpful specifically to your Project Weight Loss. And you know, our emotions are the drivers of what we do. And these particular emotions that I'm going to highlight this week, and I'm going to go over briefly, can really help us through the ups and downs of our Project Weight Loss journey and empower us to overcome those obstacles, those impediments. And when we do this, we then start to embrace the changes. And ultimately, these changes will help us achieve our Project Weight Loss goals. So let's begin this week's journey of emotions with the first emotion I love to feel on purpose. It's clarity. So before we embark on any endeavor, it's crucial to gain clarity on our wishes and intentions. And you know, that's why I asked you at the beginning, as you did that dandelion, as you blew on that dandelion in your mind, what was that wish? Be really clear. You know, I want to feel like I'm clear and uncluttered in my mind. So I feel this way, and this emotion makes me end up doing the things that really serve me, ends up making me have time and make time to reflect, to journal and clarify my vision for a healthier, happier, best life. So to me, clarity allows us to set meaningful goals for us. And if we really work on this clarity, we can also catch those pesky obstacles. And this feeling of clarity helps us clear those obstacles, those impediments, and move us towards our path. So when we have clarity about why we want to lose weight or lose whatever is weighing us down, then we can also gain clarity over what we need to do to achieve those goals. We're better equipped to make informed choices and stay focused on what truly matters to us. Brian Tracy says that clarity is power. The more clear you are about what you want, the more likely you are to achieve it. And I put in his quote here because I'm going to be putting a quote in after each of these emotions. You know, I want to hear what other people have to say about these emotions. And the other emotion that I love to feel on purpose or work to cultivate is joy. When joy becomes our guiding light, like that walk that I took this morning that was so brilliant and made me think of you as brilliant and say hello to you that way as I started the podcast, this feeling of joy really lightens my steps. I felt the brilliance of that walk this morning. Every step of the journey felt lighter and more delightful, down to the fun wish I made when I blew the dandelion bud. So as you move through your project weight loss and as you move through this week, add the emotion of joy and your moments are likely to hold greater adventure, more laughter, and more playfulness, and yes, more brilliance. You see, when we find joy in our walks, our strength training exercises, or in our healthy eating, or in any self-care practice, we're more likely to stick with these practices long-term. Our actions are more likely to follow. Joy can really help us counteract feelings of deprivation, of sacrifice. And this, to me, helps bolster this healthier mindset around food and wellness. So my quote for joy that I love so much is by Emily Dickinson. And she wrote to us, "Find ecstasy in life. The mere sense of living is joy enough." And I so agreed. You know, as I walked this morning, and I looked all around, I was looking at the water and I thought, man, it doesn't get better than this. Anyway, the next emotion I want us to consider is the emotion of discipline. So this is a biggie for me. And I know all of these emotions are important, but this one really stood up for me this week. Discipline can move us to an unwavering commitment that keeps us aligned with our goals. Keeps us aligned with our project weight loss goals, even when that path ahead can seem daunting. You see, when we embrace discipline as an emotion, as a loving ally on our journey to wellness, well, this is an amazing emotion to feel. It's like, yeah, I got this, and I will do as I say I will do. It just really fills us with confidence. You know, and this really helped me this week so much. I was with a good friend of mine, Nina, who recently lost her husband suddenly. And well, we were all together all week. I visited her and her two girls to pray along with them for their dad, who is my friend's husband. I love those girls. And one of the girls is my goddaughter. Anyway, during this week, I took the time to get really clear, to feel clarity of purpose and intention over how I wanted my week to go. And then I did a model specific on the feeling of discipline. So I put discipline in the emotion line. And I felt discipline. I wanted my project weight loss to be on point this week. You see, in Latino culture, when you get together because of a death or a loss, well, people bring treats that bring sweet foods for the family that is grieving. And I wanted to be there for them 100%. And I wanted to be there for me too, but not the food. So I was very clear that I would say the mantra, no thank you, with the smile and with the emotion of discipline. I was clear, very clear, that I was there to love on my dear friend and those lovely girls of her for them. And that discipline really helped me to stay on track with my project weight loss. So Jim Rohn teaches us that discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. And I so agree with this. I mean, discipline can help you so much for your project weight loss, but pretty much in anything else that you do, the better you get at feeling this emotion and practicing this emotion on purpose, oh my goodness, you get so much done. I feel so accomplished during the week when I'm feeling this emotion on purpose. The other emotion I love, and I remember having a healthy conversation, I won't say debate, with my old boss, my old chief of probation, on what emotion was more powerful. And her favorite emotion was courage. So this one's for her. Thank you, Wendy. With courage as our companion, we can move to take bold steps, bold strides forward. Courage can sometimes be the catalyst, that flame that ignites our inner strength and propels us to move past any fear or any limitation. And with courage by your side, you can conquer any obstacle on your Project Weight Loss. And really, at the end of the day, emerge victorious in this journey. And I so agree that courage is so amazing to help us move past those fears and those limitations. So I agree with you, Wendy, on this one. And as Nelson Mandela so wisely said, courage is not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. Gosh, I love that, Maester. The other emotion that I think we underplay or underfeel is certainty. It's this feeling of trust in ourselves, right? This feeling that you trust yourself, you trust the process, and you know with unwavering certainty that you are capable of achieving your Project Weight Loss goals. When doubt arises, you set that foundation, that anchor, you drop that anchor in yourself and you say, I am certain. And you let that emotion champion you forward. And you know, the thought that moves me to feel certainty is to think, this is as good as done. I love that thought. I know we're talking about emotions, but I love that thought. This is as good as done. And it makes me feel certain. And I want to share this quote. It's not specific just to certainty, but certainty is in a way a clarity of intention. And Fabian Fredrickson says, when you have clarity of intention, the universe conspires with you to make it happen. Like I said, good as done. Last, but really first, is gratitude. And you know I love me the emotion and practice of gratitude. Gratitude to me is the magical elixir of life, similar to water. Gratitude magnifies our blessings and invites abundance into our lives. So this week, take a moment each day to feel the emotion of gratitude and express gratitude for your body, your health, your connections. You know, I thought about my lovely friend that I hadn't seen for so long, and I just love her a bunch. And her girls, you know, my goddaughter is so sweet. I mean, she is like an angel to me. She's the sweetest little soul. And they were walking us to our car, the daughters, every day after the prayer time. So sweet, so loving. And I had such a joyous time with them. Even in this moment of grief, I had a joyous time with them. So I am grateful for them. Gratitude magnifies our blessings and invites abundance into our lives. So this week, take a moment each day to feel and express gratitude for your body, your health, and the progress you've made on your Project Weight Loss journey. As William Arthur Ward said, gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. Thank you, William. And so before we close, I want to answer the question of how, as far as the model or system goes. And I know I mentioned it earlier, but I want to give you sort of a foundation for that. Now, if you follow me, you may remember that I did a 3-part series on my system. And the last episode on this was the Veritas system itself, my model. And so I will add that particular episode in the show notes. And I'm going to go ahead and do a quick summary now so that you can be clear on what I mean when I say plug in the emotion into the model. Now, because when I say these feelings on purpose, feeling them on purpose, there's two ways that you can simply feel the emotions. There's the simple way and the advanced way. The simple way is to close your eyes and feel that feeling. Just simply get yourself into the mode of that vibration, that feeling in your body, right? So think that emotion that you want and just get into that mindset and that vibration, that emotion in your body. The second way and more advanced way is the Veritas system, truth. And that is how you can create the life that you want. This is how you can create your best life. Basically, you think of your intention, that vision that you held, right? That blowing of the dandelion, that. And I suggest that you write it. Then you write your emotion, right? That emotion that you want. Is it discipline? Is it courage? What is that? You write it down. Then you write what that emotion will get you. What's that result? And then after that, you write down what's in my way. What are the impediments? And you journal about that. You write all the obstacles, every impediment. And then you think, what do I need to think? And how do I need to act that will get me my new situation? And so you write all of that. And so basically, this is the Veritas. It means vision, emotion, results, impediments, thoughts, actions. And the last is the new situation you want, the situation. And it spells out Veritas, which means truth. This is your truth. Ah, goodness, I love this so much. So when you're plugging in, you plug in that emotion in the model, in my system. But again, if you want to go for simplicity, and I love that too, think of the emotion and get your body feeling that emotion. If you can write it or journal it, that would be fantastic as well. So as we close this week's episode, I want to invite you to feel these powerful emotions that can be transformative. And I want you to let them guide you towards the brilliant and fulfilling best life you deserve. Yes, my friend, you deserve that. And my quote to you this week, know that you can feel on purpose. And this purpose of feeling what you intend gives you power to act in your best interest. You got this. Feel on purpose. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, share it, rate it, and review the podcast. Keep shining bright, my dear friend. I love you.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.